Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cavaliers fell last night to the Indiana Pacers 121-112. It's weird, man. It still feels like I'm trying to, like I'm almost like Mike Tyson on the mat at the Tokyo Dome. Like, you got to find my mouthpiece here for a second. Like, whoa. Like, a lot of things went down yesterday. A lot of not-so-great things went down yesterday.
You know, I'm not entirely surprised the Pacers had a good offensive showing. I mean, look, you never expect that our defense is going to give up 19 of 36 from three-point range. So I'd be surprised if they have another game like that where they shoot the three that well. And you still had opportunities, you know, midway through the fourth. You absolutely have a chance to win that game, to settle what was just an offensive explosion from Indiana. Well, we talked about it Friday. Like, Indiana is a real basketball team. The Miami Heat were not. They were not a real playoff team. They were 10 seed, you know, masquerading as a playoff team. Like, they had no business being in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They traded away their best player. You know, they didn't want to be there. Okay, the Pacers were going to be a huge step up in competition, and probably there's no team in the playoffs that are going to see that. They're going to face that kind of step up in competition from round to round. That's just how good. That's just how bad Miami was compared to what the Pacers were. So I knew there was going to be jarring moments at the start of the game, and I kind of predicted they'd kind of have a tough first quarter, but I thought we would right the ship and settle down and match that intensity, and they did in the third. I mean, we were running around like crazed defensive plays, the hustle plays. They got every loose ball in the third quarter. Max Strus was playing like a man possessed, charging in for rebounds. Remember, he threw that ball off the leg of Miles Turner, and they preserved a possession. Like, that place, at that point, nobody in the world thought the Cavs were going to lose that game. Nobody.
No.
You just thought the fourth quarter they were going to settle in and play normal.
Some of the sequences when it was like 84-83, I'm like, all right, this is where they finally knock over the pendulum, and then you finally get in, you win this game by 10. And it just never manifested itself the way that we thought it was going to. Mostly because, to me, I thought that the three-point shooting, I mean, you're going to have a bad night, and that was a bad night. So, I mean, I'm not freaking out over it, but I am surprised at how they just did not seem ready to play this game, or at least to win this game. I don't know if they were fine to go out there and learn something in this series, but boy, they learned something yesterday. And they got to get ready for Tuesday night. 216-474-0092. Vaughn and Parma, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
What's up, Anthony? What's up, Ken? Good morning. Let me say this. I got a couple of things I want to say. First off, yes, I'm not worried. To answer your question, Ken, I'm not going to be worried to game two if we lose that game. But I got two things I want to say. First off, like, we got to understand, this team we're playing was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. I think people keep forgetting that. Like, they looking down on the Cavs because, okay, they're like, yeah, you guys are a dreamland team. You guys won 60-plus wins, but we have to prove something. So, yes, we got to punch in the gut. We got to punch back. We got another thing. We got Sam Merrill and we got Max Strus in the starting lineup. It's 32 teams in the NBA. There's no way those two players are starting on any team in the NBA. And they need to take those out of the lineup. If anything, you're going to put somebody in the lineup. Javonte Green got better defense than Max Strus, and he got Sam Merrill. For right now, Darius Garland need to get back. I don't understand. I mean, you got a broken foot. I mean, there's something wrong with your foot, your toe, whatever wrong with you, you need to get back. I mean, it seemed like he always got a problem with something going on with him. So we need him back in the lineup. I mean, he could play through that.
Oh, boy,
even
you,
the
sound, you said you were
it.
Confident, but, boy, you're listing off a lot of things that you wouldn't be confident about, Vaughn.
Well, you know what?
You want me to talk you into being confident here? Is that what you want? I'll do it.
Yeah, there you go, Ken.
All
maybe
right,
I
all
might
right,
need,
stay with
I
me first. All right,
morning.
Vaughn, here we go. Let's work backwards. With Garland, there's always going to be some little thing. He's 6'2". He's diminutive in size. So, yeah, you're going to have a problem there. I don't want him to force it because, again, him at 50%, I don't know if he's the type of guy. Like, LeBron was so big, he played through injuries, but it didn't really matter because he was able to juice through it. I think that Donovan is the same way. But I don't think that...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Darius is able to just pour right through.
He's so small.
Because he's not that big. With the Pacers, you know, a lot of people want to remind everybody about that. He still won 64 games. I know that they're a weird matchup. You have to be able to power past that. But you ought to be able to hit your threes. Like last night's explainable, you're not hitting threes.
The reason why I'm going to be more confident if Darius Garland played good game two, because he's a better scorer than Max Strus and Sam Merrill. You know what I mean? Max Strus and Sam Merrill are no star lineups. I like DeAndre Hunter getting in the lineup, but I like him and Ty Jerome coming off the bench as well. Or just put Dean Wade back in the starting lineup.
Well, what he's going to do, and Vaughn, thank you very much for the call, and maybe Lyman could set me straight on this, because this is my thought about it, is that if you put Darius Garland, first off, Darius has got to be able to go out there and defend himself and be able to play basketball to some level. All right, I know he's banged up, but everybody else in professional basketball is banged up right now, so he's going to have to be able to go out there and at least conduct himself as if he's going to be a threat. Because if he's a threat, it's still going to space out a defense, and it's still going to create opportunities. But, I mean, Donovan's got to hit his shots. When you're 1 of 11 from long range, you're not hitting your shots. You're not going to win those games. You're just not going to win them. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to get all worked up here over one call, but this is why I'm a little bit frustrated, because it is explainable, and I don't want to start saying things I don't mean because they went out and they lost last night. A lot of it is, hey, you shot 23%. You got to outpace the entire game. You talked about it in the post game, for crying out loud, that you guys were huffing and puffing after these guys. Like, yeah, you better pick your stuff up as we get ready for tomorrow night.
Yeah, it was shock. I mean, 1 of 11 from Donovan is shocking. But the problem also with when Donovan is missing like that, which is not going to happen all that often, is that he basically is leading off the possessions with those shots. They're not probing. They're not really working for a better shot. Not really trying to get other guys going when it happens. And so that's why when you combine him and Ty Jerome and their struggles yesterday, 54 points on 50 shots. That is, so the 54 points part, you're like, all right, that's a good backcourt total. That's good production, not on 50 shots. That is, especially the way the Pacers were efficient last night. You know, you're going to lose in those battles of efficiency. So that's what was so tough about that. And plus, Donovan had to work to get those points because the three ball wasn't falling, which means he's getting into the lane, which means, hey, it's one thing for us to say, and I do think it'll be a big adjustment for game two, like, hey, go to the basket. Yeah, but going to the basket for a guy like Donovan, it's a little different from LeBron. LeBron at 6'8", 6'9", whatever he is, can go to the basket just forever in perpetuity, and he'll just take that contact. Donovan, it's a little bit different.
You can't have 6'3", 6'4", maybe on a good day, pounding through there every time. Here's Kenny Smith in the postgame talking about the importance of Darius Garland.
Well, you know, this is where, you know, Darius Garland is a pace setter. So you talk about playing against the Pacers who want to play fast. Darius Garland can play fast, or he can slow it down and get you into your offense. Well, I thought Ty Jerome is a great scorer, but not a guy who can get you into your offense quickly or with enough time.
He's not setting up guys in the same way that Darius does. Because Darius went through a month and a half, almost 2 month stretch where he shot the ball miserably this year, but he still got guys involved. He was still running and playing the point guard position.
I mean, that's kind of the difference in starting in coming in off the bench that a lot of us don't understand last week when we were taking some of the craziness about Ty Jerome, is that there is something to, again, getting everybody on an offense and doing that as a starter, where if you're Ty Jerome, you're coming in, and it's almost like you're a bit of a microwave. We just see scoring, and we think that automatically he's going to score in every game he is. Some guys are like that. They're called Hall of Famers. For him, it's how many points can I get in a three-minute stretch when my starters aren't out there on the floor, so I can stave off a run when we're up by 12 and not make it six and have to bring everybody in very quickly in the first minute of this rest. You know, what can I do to make sure that we stay out in front, or we stave off a 6 point lead turning into an 18 point lead really quickly, and then it's too far gone for us? Like, that's what Ty Jerome is supposed to do. It's not set up the entire play and the entire set that they're going to run the way that Darius Garland is expected to do that as the starting point guard on this team.